Jesus worked the will of the Father. John chapter 9 verses 1 to 4. And as Jesus passed by, he saw a man who was blind from birth. And his disciples asked Jesus, saying, Master, who did sin, this man, or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me, while it is day. The night comes when no man can work. Healed through obedience. John chapter 9 verses 5 to 7. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When Jesus had spoken, he spat on the ground, and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and said unto him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The blind man's testimony of healing. John chapter 9 verses 8 to 12. The neighbors, and they who before had seen him that he was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore they said unto him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay, and anointed my eyes, and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam, and wash. And I went and washed, and I received sight. Then they said unto him, Where is he? The man said, I do not know. The healing took place on a Sabbath. John chapter 9 verses 13 to 17. They brought to the Pharisees him who had been blind. And it was the Sabbath day when Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. Then again the Pharisees also asked him how he had received his sight. He said unto them, Jesus put clay upon my eyes, I washed, and do see. Some of the Pharisees said, This man is not of God, because he does not keep the Sabbath day. Others said, How can a man who is a sinner do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They said unto the blind man again, What do you say of him, who opened your eyes? He said, He is a prophet. The Pharisees questioned the man's parents. John chapter 9 verses 18 to 23. But the Jews did not believe concerning him, that he had been blind, and received his sight until they called his parents. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, who you say was born blind? How then does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son and that he was born blind, but by what means he can now see, we do not know. Who has opened his eyes, we know not. He is of age, ask him. He shall speak for himself. His parents said all this because they feared the Jews, because the Jews had agreed already that if any man did confess that Jesus was Christ, he should be put out of the synagogue. Therefore his parents said, He is of age, ask him. I was blind, but now I see. John chapter 9 verses 24 to 27. The Pharisees called the man that had been blind, and said unto him, Give God the praise, we know that this man is a sinner. He answered and said, Whether he be a sinner or no, I do not know, but one thing I do know, I was blind, but now I see. Then they said to him again, What did Jesus do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I have told you already, and you did not hear. Why would you hear it again? Will you also be his disciples? The Pharisees remained blind to Jesus. John chapter 9 verses 28 to 41. Then they reviled him, and said, You are his disciple, but we are Moses' disciples. We know that God spoke unto Moses. As for this fellow, we do not know where he comes from. The man answered and said unto them, Why herein is a marvelous thing, that you do not know where he comes from? We know that God does not hear sinners. But if any man is a worshipper of God, and does his will, him God will hear. Since the world began, was it ever heard that any man opened the eyes of one that was born blind? If this man were not of God, he could do nothing. They answered and said unto him, You were altogether born in sins, yet you try to teach us, and they cast him out. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, Do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, Who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped Jesus. And Jesus said, For judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see, and that those who see may be made blind. Then some of the Pharisees who were with Jesus heard these words, and said to him, Are we blind also? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, We see. Therefore, your sin remains.